It is 5:30 on Monday, April 3rd. I'd like to welcome everybody to our regularly scheduled meeting of the Montclair Township Board of Trustees. If we'd please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Welcome, everybody. We do have a guest tonight, Rochelle Bowen, former Public Services, who is our new Township Representative. We asked Rochelle to the meeting tonight and answer some questions, but mostly we addressed a concern a resident post. So, Rochelle, if you could please come on up, that'd be great.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Come quarterly.
Invite me. I'll be here.
All right.
It's my job. Let me come see all your smiling faces. Yeah.
Thank you.
So I'm introducing myself to everybody. I put together just a little presentation, a little about 2022 everybody. Just wanted to do a quick review. You probably already know, we have 11 drivers that complete the routes for Monclova. That's 6 trash and 5 recycling routes. We have 1 bulk route that goes every other week that has a driver and a helper on it. So that is 12 routes to cover the township on Tuesdays and every other week on Wednesdays for the bulk. The next slide just shows who our team is. We're very proud to be able to partner with Monclova. And we just It's Wednesdays, and then every other week for recycling in the bulk.
Okay.
So I apologize. Good catch. We just named Narissa to be the new dispatcher. Colette used to be the one that everybody used to get a hold of. She just became a supervisor in the city of Toledo. So Narissa is the new dispatcher for Monclova. You guys all know Jacob and Larry are supervisors that are in the territory every week. Heather Brown, I believe, has been out here as well, maybe to introduce herself, our new general manager, almost a year under her belt. Brian Raleigh is operations manager, 4 years with Republic. Sandy Lewis named us a customer care. That's kind of a liaison between Republic and the customer. She started in September. I've been with Republic for 11 years, but I got into my spot in October. I took Scott's spot. So I'm not as handsome as Scott, but I promise you all will be.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And this team is all based in Erie?
Yes, we're all in Erie. Okay. The next slide shows the overall stats. So I just looked at what did we do in your community in 2022. We did over 416,000 stops. That's with everything added up. We recovered 4,811 tons of waste and 916 tons of recycling. We did 1,815 bulk stops. That's with a 2-man crew. That equates to just about 65 pounds per household, or about a nice heavy lazy boy sitting out in front of each one of those. Just to kind of give you a little example of how heavy that is.
Just a question, Michelle, on the recycling. How does that... I mean, is the township, are we above average tons per household, or are we below average?
You guys are excellent with your recycling. We have tons of problem contamination with illegal set-outs, so you're one of my A's. You're not an A-plus yet, but we're going to get there, but you're an A.
We want to get to A-plus. Okay. So if our township newsletter or our website can help us get to A-plus status, which would mean what? We're rinsed out without...
It's tough because even I have a 26-year-old that lives with me, and I'll look in the recycling, like, no, that can't go. Well, why? I said, you didn't rinse it. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. So there's an educational curve there.
Right.
We have tons of material that we could send and we can upload. I'm willing to come out and do any kind of events, any kind of committees, any kind. Yeah. I live in Monclova, so it's my back door here, and I'm available.
You probably live in Monclova Township.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm looking.
Anyway, We're hoping to have an open house, right? Isn't this the year for an open house in October?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get that on the event calendar.
Yeah,
so we
absolutely.
Want you here for sure.
Absolutely.
In the old days, the very Paul Rasmussen old days.
Oh, yeah, that's who hired me. So you
we
know.
Had you guys provided the hot dogs for the residents. He stood there and we boil them in a crock, if I recall.
Yeah, we had a little hibachi grill. Yeah.
Did he have a grill?
Grill.
I think it was gas, but yeah.
So usually I show up to these with a team, but it was such short notice that we agreed to do this. I
couldn't
get in everybody, but I'd like for you to be able to know Brian and Jake and Larry, who's in your community all the time, and we're available. Like I said, one of my goals is better communication, although, again, I will give you guys an A-plus on that. If it wasn't for Kathleen and Harold, it would not be as smooth as it was. And again, they take far too many calls that they should. And I'm really hoping to see a little bit of a change on that with me coming in. And I'm really working harder to get some stuff streamlined. But we want a partner. We as a partner, it's not that we collect the trash. You guys pay the bill. Shouldn't be. I think we need to be present in the community on all aspects of it.
Perfect.
Okay. And then I did want to touch on, Harold sent me the email that was a question about the Fallen Timbers subdivision. I went back and looked at all of our trucks. There was one truck that is in that neighborhood specifically, had a small power steering fluid leak back in February. It was turned in on a Tuesday night, and it was corrected on a Wednesday afternoon. So we take pride, I don't know if you know, we are the fifth largest fleet in the country, over 17,000 trucks. I also included a packet, we are very proud to say we are now testing two electric vehicles, garbage trucks. One in North Carolina, one out in Boise, Idaho. We're probably the last market that will see that because the weather is a factor and the terrain is a factor. But we're going on that way. We're testing and we're hoping to be able to move that way as well. But again, knowing we have that kind of fleet, maintenance is number one. Let us know if there's something happening in the community. We should be out right away to collect it.
Right. If we don't know it, we can't correct it.
Correct. Same for us.
We appreciate the resident coming and saying hi.
Absolutely. And if I need to have a conversation with the resident, by all means, I can do that as well. Is there any questions you guys have for me? I know I speak 10,000 miles a minute, but didn't want to take up all your time. I just want you to know I'm very excited to be here. I take great pride in where I live and where I work, and this is part of that community as well. Like I said, I grew up here, grew up in Wallbridge, so been here my whole life. I don't live out of state like some previous people, and I'm available for evenings and weekends if you need to be.
No, Rochelle, thank you for coming out. And just the concerns from residents that I have, or that I hear, I should say, most regularly, in addition to the occasional oil or fluid leak, you know, it's when on the windier days, I know they drop the recycles in the hopper from the, I call it the one-armed bandit, and then they dump it over top. And then it's the 2-liter bottle or the paper or whatever that tends to blow out.
Yeah.
And that, there's a trail of primarily recyclables that there's occasions that blown over.
Toughest thing, because you can't bag your recyclables because those Kroger bags or those Meijer bags can't go in there. So when the arm goes to dump and you've got that 3 feet variance and the wind comes through, it goes everywhere. Now, ideally, my driver's told to get out and clean up what he can. But some of these past winds we've had lately, you can't. And I try to notify these two that we know that this whole road's got all the toters overflown already and it's going all over, and we'll send helpers out as well. We're not perfect, but again, we have an expectation to live up to, and we'll try to do our best.
Yeah, and the other thing is
it's almost an equipment fault. I don't know how it used to, I guess it used to be done by people. So in the back.
Oh, right in the back. Right. Dumping, not an arm that
you
goes
go ahead,
up.
Go ahead, it's
air,
the equipment.
Or into the front bucket, and you got that window. It's about 2 to 3 feet.
Right.
If that wind's blowing, it's going to grab anything lightweight and take it and go.
So with the efficiency, we have to take a little bit of this difficulty. So, you know, pick up the trash you see on your street. I heard recently that a driver did get out in front of one of the trustees and pick up the garbage on the recyclables on the street.
That one, then, huh?
Yeah, that's very great. And I called recently to use Big Item Pickup, and I was quite sure you wouldn't show up and get it. just because it's been a little rough around here and Republic Service. But guess what? You came first thing in the morning. It was all done.
I'll take a bow.
Yes. I think things are more smooth than they were a year ago at this time.
Thank you for that. And I will take that back because I agree with you. I was at the commercial industrial a year ago. And I know where all the pain was in our business unit. And when Heather came in June of last year, her focus was on City of Toledo and Montclair because that's where we were struggling. Yeah. We're full staffed in both of those units.
Right.
We're not fully staffed across the board. You break down. I have to say it, but they do.
And wind takes
and drivers call
holes.
Off.
Yep.
But I have great supervisors that cover this area, so I don't really worry about it like I do that where it is.
So a lot of the stuff is put on the webpage. You know, because I learned something new. I guess I didn't even realize being here that there's a bulk item pickup that you could call ahead of time and set on a large item.
One a month.
Okay.
Great job.
Told me, and I said, so I need to wait till April, because this was like the March pickup, so I needed to wait till April for my second pickup, or I could pay $12 for any item, you know, each X item.
I mean, most people would not even realize.
I've known about Big Item for a long
time. But you guys have a great website, too, and you have people
that
are proactively
posting. Newsletter,
yeah.
With the calendar, it's right. Noted on there.
Put it on
the
schedule.
I should have taken my picture with my Big Item.
Next time, why don't you come do that? But again, if you don't have a need for that,
right.
You may not have
I'm going to get another one. I'm going to take a picture. And you're going to post it of me with my Big Item.
I have Big Items to set out, so.
I got a whole house of Big Items. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
any residents? I know we've got a couple in our audience member who have questions. Maybe Ms. Mullen.
I just have a comment. I think you guys did a great job from the pandemic through.
Thank you.
That, I mean, as far as I know, didn't miss a day, and I'm more than satisfied with your responses here tonight. So.
Thank you. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
Where do you live?
Monclova, over by the erstwhile golf course. Fallen Timbers.
Fallen Timbers.
But again,
I didn't hear a word.
They have my name number. I'll stay in the back. If anybody has another question, I can give you my card. Call me if you have any concerns or questions or if we need to do something different. But I appreciate shaking.
You surely do not need it this whole meeting. You know that, right?
Yeah. Does anybody want to see me afterwards or no?
This meeting, Chuck, could take a very long time at this meeting.
Thank you very much.
Issues over there with hauling.
No, we're all good.
We don't unfortunately use them anymore because the residential side I think is great. The commercial side is less than desired.
Fare too well through COVID on some of those. I understand, but if there's something I can help you with,
10-year contract make any sense?
10-year contract.
Yeah.
On commercial.
On the commercial side.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Have a good evening.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Moving on. We have our agenda with us tonight. Are there any additions or agenda changes for my other trustees?
I don't have any.
All right. Then we have our minutes from our last meeting of March 20th. I'll make a motion if there's no corrections to submit those or accept those as submitted by our fiscal officer.
Seconded by Lord Lang.
Yes.
Vickery.
Yes.
Yes. And then does somebody care to pay the bills, please?
I should have been prepared. Bless you.
I make a motion to pay the bills, $194,240.14.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. A motion, Vickery.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
Lang.
Yes.
All right. Gavin, are there any correspondence other than one we mentioned? We received an email from a resident with concerns with his water billing, and Harold followed up with him and the county engineer. And Kathleen, I think we're anticipating multiple inquiries about with the new meters being installed that maybe we want to put some, even though it's on the water bill, but the City of Toledo Water Department information on there, somewhere on our website. All right. And then it is 5:45. We have a public hearing for Stony Creek Plat 3.
Yes. We've been working on this for 6 months.
So I believe we need to close the general session meeting, and
yes,
I'll make a motion to close the general session hearing, go to general session of the portion of the meeting, and go to public hearing for Stony Creek Plat 3.
Okay.
Seconded by Vickery.
Yes.
Vickery.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes. All right, Harold.
Yep, this is a pretty straightforward. Now that the issues have been resolved with Republic Services, Stony Creek Partners submitted a petition.
No, it's not Republic Services.
I'm sorry. Had Republic Services. Stony Creek Partners submitted a petition for street lighting for Stony Creek Plat 3, lots 59 through 85. We posted the legal notice back last September. And there were some problems, internal problems at Toledo Edison. They finally got that worked out. We do now have a layout from Toledo Edison for four lights in that plat. And we have an estimate of the cost, and we have received payment from Dave Schmidt at Big Creek Partners LLC to cover the installation of the light. So we can go ahead and approve this resolution to establish the street lighting district.
All right. Is there anybody in the audience tonight who would like to give testimony either for or against this lighting district? If not, I will make a motion to close the public testimony portion of the public hearing.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lang.
Yes.
Vickery.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes. And then fairly standard there and receive payment, so I'll make a motion to approve resolution 0403-2023. -01 establishing a street lighting district for Stony Creek Plat 3 lots 58 through 85. That's a lot of houses in it compared to some lighting districts.
It is.
Yeah.
Seconded by Vickery. On the motion, Vickery.
Yes.
Lang.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes. All right, and I'll make a motion then to close those public hearing portion and return back to general session.
Seconded by Lang. The motion, Lang.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
Vickery.
Yes.
All right. Kevin, get into your report then.
I sent an email out talking about doing a more formalized pre-budget meeting. We used to do these a while back and laid out five-year plans and different things like that, and then we kind of went away from the formalized budget meetings, you know, with everyone there where I met with department heads. But based upon everything going on in township, I think it's a good idea to go back to that. So I just have a special meeting the next meeting to kind of have a budget strategic planning meeting at 3 p.m. on April 17th.
Get us on my calendar. I can make it.
We'll be back then.
I'll be able to make it.
Yeah, manager, let it go.
I don't get to go anywhere.
So all the departments are aware. We're just going to have a discussion, kind of a wish list of things of what just about major in addition to the equipment, I think, which you've already planned out, but other things that I know, like in the maintenance department, we talked with the last meeting about the parking lot and some other things. So kind of get those in the queue. Kathleen, will you please post all the appropriate notice in this even though it is a...
You wanted it here, right?
Yeah, we'll be in this room, but it actually, even though it's a strategic planning, it will be a public meeting, but there will not be any public comment or input.
That's all I have. I don't have anything else to see.
Okay. Then our old business, our attorney has informed me that she continues to make progress on our residential TIF and hope she's on track to have that in place by June 1st. Harold has, Doug, made some progress with some of the...
He is still working on that. I haven't had an update with him in the last week and a half, probably. So I don't really have any new information for this evening.
Okay. Yeah, and then we came back to this, Chuck. Doug will put together that five-year plan that may include screen shades or whatever you call them, and it may include a bridge to the sledding hill, and it may include a bunch of stuff. So park improvements updates is a bigger subject than just one item.
Correct, and the reason I would like to keep this on the old business is that we continue to make progress and keep moving forward.
I think the 17th might help with that.
Yeah.
When we give it a $10,000 over the next 5 years, it'll be tough to get anything done. Or when we direct all our funding to some other project.
And then, Harold, you're going to move forward, even though the chief is on vacation, with setting up, meeting up with the
yes,
architect on this.
You know, I just think you came up with a great idea, Chuck. I think that an architect can surely be called and we can start making plans. But when that doesn't happen, we call American Interiors and have them out and put cubicles there and we empty the offices. So, like, set a date and have some impact instead of just keep putting this
on old business. You know, that was under old business because...
You thought something was going to happen.
I thought, according
there was a
to...
Meeting, right.
There, between Harold and Kevin, that they would have had a meeting set up in place.
Well, American Interiors is a really simple call, Harold. That can just be called and... They can come out and say, yeah, this would be easy to do or it wouldn't be easy to do. You can have two tracks going.
Right.
And I'm sure there are other companies beside American Interiors. It's just the one I thought of.
And that's my intention because we did have a conversation at the last meeting and it was my thought that between...
I didn't remember they said it would be... But when you said it, I...
That we'd have at least a meeting. What
like
it
the
said.
Following week there was going to be a meeting. Yeah.
Right.
I'll put that down on my notes.
In all fairness, I believe the chief is expecting a phone call from the architect that did Oregon Fireshin. And I don't know what happened with that, but
sure.
I will pursue.
And we don't have to go with that architect. There's tons of others.
And that's why I would like to keep it on just when it's taken off the agenda, it's kind of out of sight, out of mind, and I think I'm speaking for this board that we would like to keep the project or potential project moving forward, and the first step is to have that discussion.
Sure.
Be it with an architect or with American Interiors, whomever, yeah.
Yeah. And, dorms, we could surely put up dividers. I'm sure they sell something that could make those dorms that we already have more private and that could help for a period of time. You know, so for the next 5 years, the dorms are this way and then we come up with our new. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Under new business, we discussed in the working session that with the roundabouts, planned for three different intersections that Harold did forward us some pictures he obtained from one as a possible more appeasing or alternative. You know, if that's something that I guess Harold, what you know that I think is a good alternative. But you know, what's the absolute drop? You know, what does the county need a drop dead date? You know, on.
And Mike Stern has not given me a deadline. I can reach out to him. Find out the last discussions we had. I believe they were just going to pick a budget amount and say this is what we're budgeting for. And in my mind, I think Mike Stormer was more concerned about just the center island of the roundabout at Holloway and Salisbury. And he was just looking for direction on an unwanted. I believe he's just going to budget an amount. And if we come back to say we'd like to have this instead of that, if we want to pay for the difference, that's up to us. Right. But I will talk to Mike Stormer.
Yeah, and maybe he can reach out to his peers over at the Wood County to see what those costs were for that river rock at...
Yeah, I was going to do that, get a cost comparison between river rock and dump rock, but I didn't get that far yet.
For the public that's out here, what we're talking about is the Holloway-Salisbury route, which is almost like Barbara was saying it's almost like Wapakoula. So a lot of times the maintenance is free on the dump rock in different intersections is maintenance free. It does what it needs to do. But we've been talking to the county concerning being a little bit more beautification-wise on the Holloway-Salisbury roundabout. So if somebody's wondering what we're discussing, that's going to be the first roundabout that the county, that's coming up with us with the county,
right,
is the Holloway-Salisbury. And we went to a meeting, there were so many regulations, and we wanted to put a rock with Welcome to Monclova. Well, you can't do that because a car might hit it. And so there's different things that the county requiring us to do that we learned into this meeting. So it sounds like we're trying to decide what to do. We are, because we have to go in a totally new direction compared to what we were thinking. It would be, you know, nice to have something really, you know, wow, welcome to Monclova. But the county and the state are regulating it, what we can and we can't do.
And much like the architect helping us with the fire department area, an architect might be able to help us with this too. They might have easy deep plans.
As far as landscaping or rock or make it a little bit right, more attractive.
And I also think it's really important to talk to Mike Stormer, because he's going to be involved.
And Mike Stormer is with
the Lucas County Engineers.
Okay.
Because he's going to be involved in one section of it, the road. Mm-hmm. It needs to have the same look or maybe a compatible look, maybe not the same, because they want it to be private, but there needs to be some coordination. We just can't come in and say, hey, we're going to do this, and then he plans, you know, building a castle or something. So
no, they're going to give us a small budget, and they want the township to supplement the rest.
I understand that part, but he has to do something with the neighborhood. He's not getting away without doing anything. We don't know what it is yet, but he has to do something.
Well, that's why he was looking for input from us, what we would like to see. It's not our roundabout. Neither of those roads are township roads. They're county roads, so it's a county project. They wouldn't have to involve us at all, but they are doing that because they know they would like us to be happy with what's done.
And they want also for some funds to make it attractive. If not, they could do whatever they wanted.
We're already contributing some funds to that.
Right, so I'm just talking about coordination with Hidden Ridge and the Center Island.
Right.
And then I'd add the other two sides. So there's a ton of work to do on that, Harold, and we have to stop talking about it. You have to give us some definites. And the one in Wood County isn't good enough, in my estimation.
Oh, now that's the first I heard that.
In my estimation. It's a start.
Mm-hmm.
It's a start.
Let's all create how much money you want to put into these roundabouts.
That's why I'd like a low, medium, high.
Okay.
I want maintenance free.
I want maintenance free because I'd have less.
Right. I think you have to know it.
Turf.
Gavin called turf grass. We could have green grass, grass around with palm trees.
I could probably donate some. I've got some extra.
We could spell out Monclova in turf.
Right.
They use turf. That's
true.
Smell like dog?
Yeah.
Our bushes could spell out Monclova. Yeah. It's just a really long word in bushes.
So that's what we've been discussing is mostly the Holloway Salisbury roundabout, but then you're going to have this one out here and you're going to have this one out here. Mm-hmm. So we're just trying to think ahead, plan ahead. So all of a sudden it's like, well, what do we need to do? And by the way, you have to make a decision within five weeks.
Right.
But does the county, if maybe if they got a, if they don't engage a landscape architect, maybe somebody they could recommend to?
Sure.
All right, the other thing under a new business is a possible real estate transaction, which we're going to discuss in executive session. So afterwards, we may be taking some action on that, depending on what is discussed in executive session. Harold, you got a couple other action items in your report here?
I do. We have a liquor agency application for 6555 Monclova Road, which is Beck Suppliers. That's the gas station at the southeast corner of Jerome and Monclova. And they're applying for C1 and C2 liquor permits, which are C1 is beer only in original sealed container for carryout only. C2 is for wine and mixed beverages in sealed containers for carryout only. As the township legislative authority, you have the right to object to any new liquor permit in Monclova Township and request a hearing. But there is a process for that. So,
do all our gas stations serve liquor, Harold? Like the BP at Salisbury?
BP does, yeah. And these are the same licenses that the BP has. Yeah.
Yeah, all our gas stations.
Yeah,
that BP.
All one.
I move to waive the township's right to a hearing before the Ohio Division of Liquor Control regarding the application for C1 and C2 liquor permits for Beck Suppliers Incorporated, 6555 Monclova Road.
Second, with a question. Mm-hmm. Is there any way we can check if Beck's had any issues that, and by looking at their website, they got 20 some stores around the state, if they had any issues at any other locations?
I can certainly.
But what are you going to do when they do?
Say no.
You don't get to say no. You give a hearing.
Vote pending.
You got to vote on this motion.
I'm going.
Okay.
Yeah.
And one other question. I see they're looking for a D6 that they're going to come eventually back to us probably at. You said there's a D6 pending on the website.
Yes.
Which would be.
Is that when they have to put that on the ballot?
The D6 just allows for sales on
Sundays. So is that something that comes before the trustees eventually if they want that, or is it something, I don't know, is it voted on by the public for Sunday liquor sales? Just asking.
I anticipate when the C1 and C2 are issued that they will send out another notice for the D6. That's what I'm anticipating.
So that's for Sunday sales?
Yes.
For liquor. Okay. So that'll come back again.
And
we're only voting right now on the C1 and the C2.
Correct. And the BP does have a D6.
There's nobody in Monclova that has been denied C1, C2, or D6. Right.
No. We've only object to one. And that was
Poppies,
yes. And we objected. We had the hearing.
Nothing
spent
happened.
A whole day waiting and
in
testifying.
Columbus. You went to Columbus, right?
No, they had it here in Toledo.
Okay.
But all that effort, and they granted them the permit anyway.
I'll second Trustee Lang's motion.
Seconded by Herschel. On the motion, Herschel.
Yes.
Vickery.
Yes.
Lang.
Yes.
And Mr. needs to sign in this one at the bottom. Please.
To approve resolution 04032023-02 authorizing participation in the ODOT road salt contract awarded in 2023 and further authorize the administrator order 500 tons of salt through the program.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery. On a motion, Vickery. Vickery. Lang.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
I reviewed that salt list. Mm-hmm. And we're ordering more than usual this year. Is that because we didn't have the reserve we normally have?
No, we're not ordering more than usual. 500 tons, that's a small order.
So maybe I didn't look at the list right?
It's usually like about 2,000 tons. Yeah.
I know when he said 500 tons, I was like, well, that doesn't seem like what I read.
Phase one.
our barn is full.
We didn't use any salt.
This past season was a very light season. We have fulfilled our contract for the 2023 contract. We fulfilled that.
And our barn I mean carry over. I thought you were buying 3,000.
Okay, no.
That was the problem.
So we had to buy that much to honor the contract. 500.
No. This is the 23-24 contract. And our barn is full. I'm suggesting we order 500 tons so we will have access to 3,000 tons for the season, for next season. We never used that much in one season, but we've come close. Trying to be
proactive.
Ready.
Yeah, we're going to need nothing in 25, 26.
Well, that would be nice. And finally, we're being asked to approve and sign a joint cooperation agreement for our 2024 repurposing project. It's a joint application with Lucas City. Here is Waterside, Old Town, and the county's portion is a section of Briarfield Boulevard, and we just need to approve that joint cooperation agreement.
Move to approve resolution 04032023-03 approving a joint cooperation agreement for the Waterside and Old Town subdivisions and Briarfield Boulevard between the Board of Monclova Township Trustees and Lucas County.
Second. Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lang.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
Yes.
And signature page for the agreement is coming your way.
I always do it in alphabetical order, so I sign at the bottom. I didn't move up too far on the alphabet, so.
And the rest of my memo is information if there are any questions.
All right. That being said, that concludes our agenda. Before we go into executive session here, are there any questions, comments, concerns from any of the public here regarding any of our agenda items tonight? All right. So I will then make a motion to go into executive session to consider the appointment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official. Also, to discuss confidential matters directly related to economic development or assistance provided under provision of chapters 7115 for the township, and also a potential real estate transaction.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery. On the motion, Herschel.
Yes.
Lang.
Yes.
Vickery.
Yes.
All right, 7:15. I'll make a motion to return from executive session to general session.
Second. Sorry, Barbara.
Go ahead.
Second by Lang. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes. All right, at this time we have no action regarding the potential real estate transaction. We do have one other action item, though, and that is to provide a one-time inflationary bonus to all
unit employees, to Administrator Grimm, and to Maintenance Administrator Holland of $600, effective with the next pay period.
Second. Second by Vickery. On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
All right. No other action items. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?